From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S.-led airstrikes killed three Islamic State leaders. The Pentagon says recent U.S.-led coalition airstrikes in Syria and Iraq have killed three senior Islamic State leaders, including the extremist group's financial chief. Speaking on Thursday, this is Colonel Steve Warren, a coalition spokesman.
Their removal will degrade ISIL's ability to command and control troops, and it disrupts their ability to finance their efforts.
Abu Salah was responsible for coordinating the group's extortion activities. Colonel Warren called Salah one of the Islamic State's most experienced leaders and said his death will disrupt its financing. More than 100 representatives wrapped up a meeting in Riyadh on Thursday with a plan for holding talks with the government of President Bashar al-Assad. The group still needs to pick its representatives for a negotiating team. A coalition of medical aid and relief organizations in Syria reports an escalation in attacks on hospitals and medical personnel. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The activists say hospitals, health workers, and ambulances in non-government-controlled areas in Syria have been targeted as a tool of war since the beginning of the crisis in 2011. They say doctors have been detained, tortured, and killed. Hospitals and ambulances have been systematically targeted by airstrikes and shelling, and medical supplies have been looted. Since the start of the war, they say 687 medical personnel have been killed, including 254 doctors, and 329 medical facilities have been attacked. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
In related news, diplomats from the U.S., Russia, and the U.N. plan to meet Friday in Geneva to discuss ways to advance the peace process in Syria. This is VOA News. One of the top fugitive suspects in the 1994 Rwandan genocide has been arrested in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The UN says that Ladislas Ntaganzwa, a former mayor accused of orchestrating the deaths of some 20,000 ethnic Tutsis, was arrested in Congo on Wednesday. The UN-backed tribunal for Rwanda has charged Ntaganzwa with two counts of genocide and three counts of crimes against humanity. Divers are exploring a lake in San Bernardino, California, where the husband and wife who killed 14 people last week were reported to have been seen on the day of the shootings. Assistant FBI Chief for Los Angeles David Bowditch would not discuss what specific evidence the divers may be looking for, but one media report says there may be a computer hard drive in the lake. Mr. Bowditch said the search for the lake could take several days. New polls suggest Donald Trump remains the top pick of Republican voters less than 8 weeks before the first votes are cast in Iowa. Mr. Trump set off a political firestorm earlier this week when he proposed temporarily banning Muslims from coming to the United States. Yet by Thursday, public opinion in polls both nationally and in key early voting states showed Trump's popularity continuing to surge. With more from Houston, here's Greg Flakes for VOA.
Supporters of billionaire real estate magnate Donald Trump seem unbothered by his blunt and often offensive statements. Even when he says things that are proven to be wrong, they maintain their zeal. Kirby Goidell, who works on public policy research at Texas A&M University, says many people see Trump as refreshingly frank.
His persona is brash and speak your mind, and it's okay if you're wrong as long as you're saying things that need to be said.
Recent polls in Iowa and South Carolina show growing support for Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Still, Donald Trump remains in the lead in most polls, and he's even tying Cruz in his home state of Texas. Greg Flakes, VOA News, Houston.
The Iowa caucuses are scheduled for February the 1st, 2016. With less than 48 hours to go before a Friday deadline, delegates from 196 countries meeting near Paris are in a race to reach a wide-ranging climate agreement. A 29-page draft of the agreement released on Wednesday shows differences remain substantial, especially on key questions. Environmental activist Nathaniel Keohane is optimistic, however.
I think we're in a good place. We have not seen the kind of trouble we've seen in the past. We haven't seen the kind of collapse, near collapse, that we often see, or even the drama that we've seen in COPs in the past. And I think that's a good sign.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.